Part of that issue of trust brings me to Jeffrey Epstein. I want to know what your relationship with him was.
Yeah, I met Jeffrey in 2011. So over a period of 3 years, I had a number of dinners with him. Mm-hmm. The focus was always, he knew a lot of very rich people, and he was saying he could get them to give money to global health. You know, in retrospect, that was a dead end, and I've said many times, but I'll say again, I was foolish to spend time with him. I was one of many people who regret ever knowing him.
Mm. You've no doubt seen the allegations, including some of them from the last 24 to 48 hours. Are they true?
No. Apparently, Jeffrey wrote an email to himself. That email was never sent. The email is, false. So I don't know what his thinking was there. You know, was he trying to attack me in some way? But, you know, it just reminds me, you know, every minute I spent with him, I regret and I, you know, apologize that I did that.
The problem is some of the things that he has sent and some of the information about other people that has come up in those files has been true. Why would he do this and say this about you, do you think?
You know, it's factually true that I was only at dinners. You know, I never went to the island. I never met any women. And so, you know, the more that comes out, the more clear it'll be that although the time was a mistake, it had nothing to do with that kind of behavior.
Is it frustrating to you, given what you've said, that this is now happening?
Not really. I mean, people should, you know, hold people who are successful to a very high bar. And so, you know, it's as these documents come out, they're going to be closely scrutinized.
Okay.